WJTL Toby Mack, help is on the way, maybe midnight. Chris Tomlin, always prior to that, good morning at 7:04.
Congratulations to everyone who won their way to Hold the Beloveds live from the Junction Center mini concert on Friday, August 19th. And a big thank you to Inks Catering for providing dinner for this event. Be sure to tune in Friday at 6:30 p.m. We'll be broadcasting the live performance from Hold the Beloved right here on WJTL.
Our very special guests today from Sight and Sound Theaters, Katie Miller and Ryan Miller are here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to, Katie?
I'd love to say hi to my family, Brian, Reagan, Anna Colson, and my awesome team at Sight and Sound.
Ryan, how about you?
Hey, good morning to Sophie, Hadara, and Everly, and I'll give a shout out to my guys group that I'm missing being with this morning by being here, so I hope you guys are all doing well.
They better all be listening.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, Ryan and Katie are your brother and sister. Ryan, the creative producer at Sight & Sound. Katie, the marketing and communications director. Yeah, I talk on the radio. So, and today, Katie, we want to mostly talk about David.
Yeah.
And about the broadcast you're going to have. But first, tell us about David and how it's going.
David is going awesome. Yeah. It has been just such a great year. You know, I think we talked about this a little bit. We were here a couple months ago, but just coming out of what the last few years have been, we were full of, I'll say, hopeful curiosity for what this year would
be. Like?
And it has just been awesome. We are pretty much sold out. We're getting great feedback about the show and just such cool stories from, you know, the show itself is just amazing and has such heart and a whole sense of worship to it. So it is just really cool to see audiences experience that.
Yeah, I've had some friends tell me how redemptive they feel it is, and that is such a big part that you forget all these things that David sort of failed at. And then how God redeemed him through that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely my favorite part of the show is, or I should say the favorite aspect of the show is we read the Psalms and then we read about David's life. But it is really cool to see those things come together. And so you watch him have these like high pinnacle moments and he sings these songs of praise. And then you watch him have these hard valley moments and sing the Psalms that we all read when we're in hard times. But to watch that come together is just, I think, what makes the show super special.
Amazing. And you guys are going to do a broadcast of David Live. Tell us about that.
We are. We're doing David Live on Sight & Sound TV on September 2nd. And it is just a really, I don't know, it's just a special way to continue to extend the ministry beyond our four walls. We know not everybody can come see it in person. So it's a way for the world to be able to tune in.
So Ryan, you're going to be producing that for TV, essentially. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. What's that going to entail differently than just putting on the show?
Yeah, so we partner with a company that does a lot of sports broadcasts. So they'll do like high level, you know, NFL and NBA and all the major network type things. So they come in with two semi trucks full of cameras and gear, and we run miles of cables. And so we'll be actually, because we go live Friday night, we'll basically be practicing all week, getting all of the shots figured out and cued, and we bring a Steadicam in, and so he's up on stage with the actors. We have to kind of choreograph him so he's not in other camera shots, and so we'll be working all week on dialing it in before we actually go live Friday night. So
that's amazing. It sounds like a huge undertaking.
It is, yeah, and it's only our third one. So we did Esther Live, and we did Jesus Live out in Branson last year. And I've been giving our teams a hard time because they're starting to talk about it like it's normal.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, no, this is not normal. Yeah. Stop being so casual about this.
Yeah,
and
I would think it would be very different than what you do on a daily basis.
It's
truly,
it's like a whole production on top of an already really big production. It's like, watching the week unfold is pretty unreal.
Yeah. It's fun though.
Not as hard as making a harp from scratch though. Something that Ryan did for David, right? Is the harp working out?
The harp, man, I am so happy. The harp is being played live on stage and the Davids are doing awesome. And
the Davids.
As the,
the Davids.
As like the year goes on, you can tell they just keep getting more and more comfortable with it. And like they sit down to play for Saul and they look like they've been playing the harp for years.
That
you know?
So cool.
And it's really, it's awesome.
That's very exciting. So how can people watch?
Yeah, if you want to tune in, go to Sight and Sound TV. So sight-sound.com. TV. And all the information that you need is there. The live broadcast is Friday night, but we'll have encore showings all throughout the weekend.
Oh, cool. And can people sign up for it now?
Yes, you can.
So site-sound.tv.
TV, yep.
Check it out. We'll talk more with Katie and Ryan coming up in just a bit. Music on the way too. Sanctus Real Plum and more.